I'm Natasha Renault, and joining me for more Tea Vicar, we have Dave Betts from the Garrison Chaplaincy team and Padre Ken Adolfi from the Scots Guards. So, welcome back. We had a bit of a break. How did you have summer?
Yeah, really good summer. We obviously moved down here to Aldershot and we've just been settling in and unpacking and getting our five kids settled down.
And Dave, postcards we received from you?
You did get a postcard from sunny North Devon. I had a great time. It's good to get away. Equally good to come back again.
Lovely. Well, you're back. And we've had the first Who Let the Dads Out for the new term. Ken, your first one. How did you find it?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, the kids absolutely loved it. You know, dads were there having bacon rolls and cups of tea and the bouncy castles and craft for the kids. So, yeah, really good. And it gave mum the morning off as well. So she liked that.
Of course.
And you're coming back next time.
Absolutely.
And so the next one is now in October.
Yeah, 7th of October for the next one.
So, you know, everything is now starting back up. And Ken, there's going to be a new prayer room.
Yes, we had a chaplaincy staff meeting yesterday and I've been asked to look into the possibility of having a multi-faith prayer room somewhere on the garrison. So then it would just be a place of peace and quiet where anyone of any faith or none can come and pray, reflect, meditate, just to sort of escape the day, if you like. So I'm looking into that and hopefully next time I'll be able to give a bit more information about where it is and how to access it.
And the thing is that so many people sometimes just need that space to just to take a moment to think, to reflect. And talking about reflecting, on Monday the 9th to Friday the 13th of October, it's Wave of Light. David, tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, that week is actually Baby Loss Awareness Week. And apparently in the UK, 15 babies a day are stillborn. And I was talking to someone only yesterday, and the person I was speaking to shared that they actually gave birth to a stillborn child. And I guess within the garrison and beyond, there are many people who have been impacted by the loss of a baby. So on Thursday of that week, Thursday the 12th of October, there's going to be a short service of remembrance at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Church of St Michael and St George on Queen's Avenue. And it'll be a time when parents and families and friends can remember a baby that was maybe taken from us way too soon. And we have a Facebook page, a Wave of Light Aldershot Garrison. And there'll be all the details of that week on there. And there'll also be a virtual act of remembrance taking place throughout that week. People can take a photo of a candle, post it on that page, and then maybe just write the name of the child they're remembering. So I think an important thing to do, and very pertinent when we look at the figures of how that kind of impacts our world.
It's great to know that there is a week dedicated to remembering. And of course, we'll remember throughout the years anyway. And as we do with Remembrance Sunday, which is fast approaching as well.
Yes, it's not that far away. I know we're just finishing summer, but November's not too far away. And obviously, November the 12th this year, Remembrance Sunday, each of the churches in the garrison will be holding a service with the aim to sort of getting to 11 o'clock in the morning to hitting that 2 minutes silence. So again, watch the Facebook page, watch this space for more details of what's happening and when.
So we've got remembrance, as you say, and, well, I hate to say it.
Don't say it.
No.
No, go on, say it, say it.
Christmas.
Christmas, yes.
It's not that far away. It's like my highlight of the year, to be honest. Yeah, yeah. And you've got lots of things going to be happening, so tell us, what
can we expect? Yeah, there's loads of things. Obviously, this is going to be my first Christmas here in Aldershot as part of the chaplaincy team, so Dave has already twisted my arm. I'll be dressing up as a wise man for Where's the Wise Men, which you've done the last few years.
We did it last year, and it was brilliant. We dressed up as wise men, as you know, Natasha. We walked around all the estates, and the idea is the kids and the families have got to come out and find us. Yeah, a bit like Where's Wally? Where's the Wise Man? And if they find us, they take a photo, and again, they post it up on the Facebook page. The kids will get a little Christmas book to sort of read. I mean, we're going into great detail at the minute, but I don't want anyone to miss it. It's going to run from Monday the 12th of December, I think. So every evening from 4 till 6, the Wise Men will be somewhere around the garrison.
And of course, again, we're going to have the Knitted Angels, and we'll find out more about that over the next coming months. But if we want to know anything about what the Aldershot Garrison Chaplaincy team are up to, how can we keep in touch with you?
I guess the Facebook page is the live link. I mean, we try and post on there 2, maybe 3 times a week. So Aldershot Garrison Chaplaincy Team Facebook page, everything goes up on there.
And also, if you are out and about at various different things and you see an army padre, just go up. And, you know, we're not big scary people. We're here not just for the soldiers, but we're here for the families as well. So, you know, talk to us and share with us and ask us what's going on.
Well, fantastic. Thank you both very much for joining us and telling us all about what's going on over the next coming months. And we'll catch up with you in October.
Fantastic. Thanks, Natasha.